Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 10th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible this week, and we're in 2 Kings today. We're making a really quick trip through the prophets. Then we're going to be in Matthew's Gospel just after the triumphal entry. And because it's the 10th day of the month, we'll be reading Proverbs 10 and verse 5. Let's get started today with our memory verse, though, that is in line with Wayne's sermon from yesterday. So as we seek to memorize this passage together, let us remember the challenging word and yet the encouraging word that he gave us. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." For our Old Testament reading today, we're in 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 9 through 15. And this is a story of Elisha, S-H-A, instead of Elijah. Remember, Elisha was a sort of student of Elijah. And when Elijah was going to be with the Lord in the chariots of fire, Elisha asked for a double portion of his spirit, and so the work of God was in both of them. And this is a story about Elisha. May loves this story, and so I thought it might be fun first to read it in the Beginner's Bible. Naaman was a great army commander. He was a brave soldier, but he had a problem. He had a terrible skin disease called leprosy. One day, Naaman's wife said, "My servant told me you should go see the prophet Elisha. He can heal you." Naaman reached Elisha's home. Elisha sent out a man with a message, "Dunk yourself in the Jordan River 7 times. Then you will be healed." At first, Naaman thought it was a silly idea, but his servant said, "Please go. This is not a hard thing to do." So Naaman dunked himself in the Jordan River 7 times. When he was done, Naaman's skin disease was gone. Naaman was so excited that he ran to thank Elisha for curing him. Naaman said, "Israel's God is the only true God." I can remember when May was really, really little, she'd say, "I want to read the story about the man with the boo-boos." But the Lord healed his boo-boos. All right, let's read it in the New American Standard, starting in verse 9, and we'll go through verse 15. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean." But Naaman was furious and went away and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharphar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" Then he turned and went away in rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, had a prophet told you to go do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and he dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. When he returned to the man of God with all his company and came and stood before him, he said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So please take a present from your servant now." And moving to the Gospel of Matthew, we're in chapter 21, starting in verse 12, and we'll go through verse 22. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself'?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Now in the morning, when he was returning to the city, he became hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree on the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves. And he said to it, "No longer shall there ever be any fruit from you." And at once the fig tree withered. Seeing this, the disciples were amazed and asked, "How did the fig tree wither all at once?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it will happen. And all these things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." I had kind of forgotten some of this story, especially about the children who were exclaiming in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David." I can just imagine the scene. Jesus walks in and the chief priests are haughty and they give him a proud look that we learned about yesterday in the Proverbs. And he just starts healing people right there. And the children, they recognize how special he is. And they begin to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And the chief priests have had enough. They're so jealous. They say to him, "Don't you hear these children? You know, silence them." And he reminds them, Jesus reminds them of the scripture where it says, "Out of the mouth of babes, you have prepared praise for yourself." A couple of prayer points here. One, that we would make the Lord's house a house of prayer. Two, that we wouldn't be distracted by all the things around us when Jesus is the focus of the story. And three, that our children would be people who learn to praise the Lord. Our last verse today is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5. "He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Missions Monday today. So we want to be praying alongside one of our new missions partners, Rooted. This is a ministry to youth and their families, equipping and empowering churches and parents to faithfully disciple students toward lifelong faith in Jesus Christ. You may know Cameron Cole. He helps lead out in this organization, and we just want to pray alongside him and for all the staff of Rooted as they seek to help teenagers and their parents grow in the faith and become lifelong disciples of the Lord. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we have opened up your word today, we also open up our hearts. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to remember that we don't live on bread alone, but we live on every word that comes from your mouth. Thank you for the story of Naaman, for the simple obedience to your word through the prophet Elijah brings healing. Help us in our lives to have simple obedience to your word. Thank you for the gospel reading today. for the reminder of Jesus' power and purposes, that he has come to bring peace with us through God and to help us rightly worship the Lord. Thank you for the example of the children who praised him, saying, "Hosanna, Son of David." We pray alongside our partner in ministry, Rooted, and we ask that you would help transform youth ministry so that every student receives grace-filled, gospel-centered, and Bible-saturated discipleship in the church and at home. And Lord, as Wayne has taught me this prayer, we pray it today. Teach us to love what you command and desire what you promise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.